Mouldy Lovers, along with a couple of other acts, played a show with a difference last Saturday. The venue was the middle of West End's Russell Street, which had been unofficially blocked off by a group called Right to the City. The Guerrilla Street Party came at the end of a day of discussions on development, urban design, corruption, and the idea of a right to the city. With the street blocked off, picnic rugs and deck chairs were spread across the road, with chalk pictures and slogans scrawled across the asphalt, which also doubled as a dance floor when the bands played. I spoke to a few people who were taking advantage of the temporary street closure.
So who are you?
Carly.
Michaela.
Senti.
I'm Abe. I live in West End.
And I'm Marissa and I live in West End too.
And what's going on here tonight on the corner of Boundary and Russell?
So people are just having a bit of a party. We've set up like a little bit of a barricade on Russell Street.
So this is an example of what some people call tactical urbanism, which is where ordinary citizens take matters into their own hands to make their own city and their own neighbourhood a more pleasant place to live, more inviting.
Well, the whole thing is a protest party, this event, so it's a good way to protest, shut down the street.
Do you go to many protests that aren't parties?
Well, not really. I've never really been a much of a political person, but I like what Jonathan Tree's doing and developed a bit more of a political awareness through that.
Also, gotta love free live music in general.
This is part of a campaign that's called Right to the City. How does this kind of partying on the street relate to broader concerns of the Right to the City movement?
The basic idea is that ordinary residents should have a say and should have a voice in how their city changes and grows. Ordinarily, if you wanted to block off the street to have a street party, you'd need to pay thousands of dollars to the council to organise traffic control and stuff. And that doesn't only mean that it's inaccessible to low-income people, it also means that if you have a festival, you need to commoditise it and you need to sell things in order to make the money to pay for the permit. And that just further ingrains a really pervasive kind of commodification of everyday life, which is something we should be fighting back against. So this is a very small example of what we could be fighting for across the city, and it extends all the way to affordable housing and affordable public transport and participatory democracy. And this is just one way of making it really tangible for people.
I think just to show that we all actually really care about little things like this, and that we're watching our city change, and like we love our city, we love Brisbane, we love West End, we're watching it change, like with all the big developments and stuff like that. And Right to the City, I guess, just means like we just want to know more about these things, and we want to have more say as a community, and we want to grow more community things rather than just keep bringing in big developments and things like that.
I guess it's just to like reclaim our rights back to the city, and say that like we have a right to be here and a right to party on the streets. Yeah.
So much of the city, or life in the city, is shaped by, you know, your regular routines, and we don't think much as we move through the spaces of the city, that how they reinforce sort of the humdrum of existence. So to have an event like this where we danced in the street and didn't have to pay anyone a cover charge, or, you know, didn't have to buy a drink at the bar, and there were, you know, kids here and lots of people, you know, from everywhere who came on by, it was really beautiful.
Everybody can really relate to music and dancing, and also because of the ABSO development, they've taken that area away that we used to, everyone used to go there, have a few drinks, and there was like the Boundary Street Markets there, and that was a place that really people could get together and just have a good time. And now that space has been taken away because of the ABSO buildings going ahead, and so yeah, now it's things like what we're doing tonight.
Crime, fuck you, call it progress. Yeah, I don't like how we dress. Partying in the park at the dark, all the coppers on the stand between your lines, all your under arrest. Stand between the lines, all your label you as hell. Stand between the lines, got no rights to strangers.
The whole principle of this campaign is that nothing's going to change unless ordinary residents start taking action and organising collectively.
The street party lasted about 3 hours before West End police came to shut it down. After negotiations, the barricades were removed, the street reopened, and no arrests made. The word on the street, though, was to expect more actions like this in the future. This has been Andy Payne, reporting for 4ZZZ.